Aaron, what drink are you making?
Oh, I think we should make a paper plane tonight, guys. What do you
guys think? You have lemon juice for that?
Oh my god, I had the best lemons. Have I told you about these lemons?
Hey, how about we start this podcast?
I thought this we're halfway through the pod right now.
Hi, dads.
Hi, dads.
Hey, guys. We got there.
Oh my gosh.
This is Cade and Sean and Aaron, and we're Hi Dads, just a group of dads that like to make cocktails. We live in and around the U.S. We're not bartenders. We're just guys who like to drink cocktails and talk about them. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the paper plane.
This is a really good drink. What you're going to need for this drink is bourbon, Aperol, Amaro, and some lemon juice.
Traditionally, it's Amaro Nonino, and I think the most popular substitute is Amaro Montenegro.
That sounds
the paper plane numero dos.
Is that really what they call it? Number dos? Okay.
Yeah, or number two. Yeah.
Number two.
I think Aaron needs to make one of these.
I'll give him a walkthrough.
Yeah,
I'll give old boy a walkthrough here.
All right, Aaron.
So first things first, get yourself a lemon and squeeze out yourself 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Hold on. This is going to be difficult here, bud.
Oh, my goodness. You don't have your lemon juice prepped? Is this amateur hour?
We're there.
Okay. All right, pour that in your mixer. And then pour 1 ounce of Aperol and pour that in your mixer. Get 1 ounce of the Amaro Nonino or your Amaro substitute and pour that into your mixer. And then next you'll need 1 ounce of bourbon, your bourbon of choice. You can go nice bourbon, make a really, really fancy paper plane.
We're going to go with Michter's, I think.
Ooh, Michter's.
I really like their bourbon.
Can you do rye? I mean, I know obviously you can do rye and use your favorite whiskey, but do you think it changes it too much from the intended flavor?
I think he chose bourbon on purpose.
I think so, too.
Could be good with some rye.
Maybe a sweeter rye?
Yeah.
I mean, I bet it's good with all rye, but...
It's all rye with me.
All right. I need to shake this drink up, I think.
Yeah, throw some ice in there. Get your glass, your coupe glass chilling in the freezer. Get your ice in your drink. Get a lot of ice so that you cool it off without too much dilution. And shake it hard, baby.
Like a Polaroid picture?
I don't know what that is.
Wrong song.
It's 2022. You can shake it like a salt shaker.
Oh, I'm going to go shake it off real quick then. Let me ask you this. Could you put an egg white in this bad boy if you so chose?
You could. So I would say if you want to add an egg white, it's really delicious. But don't put the ice in. Okay, so where I said put ice in, take a pause. Put your egg white in and give your drink a dry shake without any ice in there. That'll give you a really good frothy egg. Then you add the ice and do your wet shake. And now that y'all have shaken everything, I would get a strainer and do a double strain and pour it into your pre-chilled coupe glass.
I'm going to do all of that. I'll be right back.
While he's doing that, there is another way of shaking that, which is just more convoluted, which I think is antithetical to this drink. But if you wanted to add an egg white, I like to do the wet shake with the ice with all the liquor ingredients, then strain it into another shaker. Add the egg white and do a dry shake without ice with really cold ingredients so the ice doesn't beat up the egg white.
Is it smoother that way? Is the foam smoother?
I think so. It feels creamier to me, but I haven't made two side by side like that. I really want to next time that I'm doing egg whites. We had breakfast for dinner tonight. I think you did too, didn't you, Aaron?
Yeah, we call it Brenner, baby.
Brenner.
Definitely Brenner.
I had 3 eggs for dinner. I'm not putting egg whites in my cocktail.
That's a good point. I had eggs also. And then I did my first one, had an egg white in there. So I knew I was feeling full.
Yeah. I don't think That it'll make you full. You know what?
It's more than half an egg.
Just go ahead and add the egg white. Don't be cautious.
It's half an egg.
It's half an egg, man.
Yeah, but it's not cooked. How'd you cook your eggs tonight, bud?
Over easy, baby.
Or Gaston, who ate 12 dozen eggs.
That's true. The guy's
so he's roughly the size of a barn.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, how do you eat your eggs?
Oh, they were scrambled tonight. It was just me and the kids. The wife's not feeling too well. She's a little under the weather. So
my wife.
Well, I just did a scramble.
Did you add any of that bacon grease into it?
Yeah, I actually did. Dad had a little bit of an upset stomach too, so I figured why not just go all in.
I mean, at that point, what's a little bacon grease? You're eating the bacon too, so.
Oh, it was so delicious. You don't even know.
How's that? How'd that shaking go, Aaron? Did you shake it?
Oh no, I thought I was gonna do a cut. So my bad. I didn't go. Plus, I would have missed your whole creamy egg story.
Oh.
Maybe creamy.
Go ahead and shake it up, baby.
Yeah, please cut out everything about creamy making you creamy eggs or something.
I'll make it sound nice. Don't worry.
You guys still there? This drink's very good, guys.
Nice. So Aaron's back. What's the color of that drink, Aaron? What's it like?
It's a nice like red. This one's red.
Wow. So descriptive. Incredible color commentary.
You have a way with words, my friend.
Have you guys ever seen
They should have been a poet?
Like a red drink.
Yes, I've seen a red drink before.
Yeah, man.
That's what color this drink is.
Yeah, it's like a Cosmo.
We've been posting pictures of them all week. You just got to follow my dad's Kate.
That's true. That's true.
Hitting that summer of paper plane.
That's right. Yeah. So
you know, it's a really good summer drink. I wonder how this drink came about. Do any of y'all know where it came from?
Hey, I think I could help with that. I read the internet for us today. So there's this guy, we've talked about him before, named Sam Ross. And I wanted to start with reading a little more about Sam Ross. And
is that the painter?
No, he is. He's like a sandwich artist, but with
drinks. He has an afro and he draws.
Yeah, this guy's got a fro. He draws trees.
Nope, that's Bob Ross, but you're close because he can do with cocktails what Bob Ross did with a brush.
Oh.
He can make happy little drinks anywhere he goes. He's Australian by origin. And
really?
Yeah, and he's just a neat, happy, cool-looking guy. Watch cool videos. Looking. He is cool-looking. He's neat looking. He looks like he can make a good drink.
Jeez, why don't you marry him?
I know.
Get a room.
If he was my barman, I'd like that. He's made some other popular cocktails. The penicillin is a very popular drink he made with scotch and some other ingredients, which we can get into that some other time.
I forgot we were drinking those penicillins all day.
Yeah, but he decided or was asked to help make a cocktail for his friend, Toby Maloney in Chicago.
You're making stuff up now.
He's
in Spider-Man, right?
It sounds like a made-up name. Toby Maloney, not in Tommy Spider-Man. So Mr. Maloney said, Sam, you're an absolute revelation when it comes to cocktails. Can you make a drink for my bar, The Violet Hour, in Chicago in 2008? And Sam said, I'm on it. So Ross the Boss starts concocting things, and he came up with this drink. He wanted something simple, and so he used bourbon, Amaro Nonino, which wasn't as popular at all. I don't even know if it was you would consider it mainstream at all back then in 2008.
I never heard of it until I heard about a paper plane.
Yeah.
This so drink. he did bourbon, Amaro Nonino, and Campari with lemon juice, and he called Toby Maloney up at 3 a.m. left him a voicemail. He's like, this drink is the bee's knees, but it's not the bee's knees
because that's flaps, no cap.
This drink is amazing and you should totally try it. And it's got bourbon and Amaro and Campari and lemon juice. and it's called the paper plane.
Are you telling me I'm supposed to be using Campari in this drink?
Hear me out. This is history, Aaron. It happened in the past. We're in the present.
The matter. It's in the past.
So Toby misheard Sam and thought he said paper airplane, but he was referencing Paper Plane, which was a song by M.I.A. that was really popular at that time. And
around Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of those advertisements.
That's where it got its namesake. But so Toby made it, called it the Paper Airplane, and was making it with Campari. And a few days later, Sam Ross realized Campari is not the flavor he wanted. So he switched out Campari for Aperol. And brought in the Aperol, and he was like, this is it. This is what I wanted to make. And he told Toby Maloney about that, which I think that he eventually changed his recipe, but you can still order the original paper airplane as well as the paper plane, how it is today. Bourbon, Amaro Nonino, Aperol, and lemon juice. And it is. It's perfect. It's an equal parts cocktail. It's supposed to be simple. No garnish was how it was originally intended. It's pretty with a garnish. But not intended to be. It's supposed to be simple.
I gotta tell you, when I first tried this drink, last summer, I think, Cade, you told us about this drink and we made them. When I first tried it, it was like a grown-up lemonade. It was refreshing, good.
Perfect. It's like pink lemonade and whiskey.
It's great in the summer because of the lemon juice and just how refreshing, especially shaking it. It gets all chilled. And it's just so light. It dances on your tongue.
It's a better whiskey sour.
Yeah. Which is
100%.
Is kind of what his other drink, the penicillin, is referred to as well, is a improved whiskey sour. I think it has Benedictine and ginger syrup in it, the penicillin. But yeah. It's paper plane. It's great. It's light. It's refreshing. It's a great summer drink. It's good.
They make a good one at the Pillars in Biloxi.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So Aaron mentioned there are some variations and riffs of this. And this one is kind of a riff on The Last Word, which is another equal parts cocktail. I've seen this on menus using Amaro Montenegro, and they do make sure they call it the paper plane number 2 if they use Amaro Montenegro. I think we could try some riffs with all sorts of other Amaros and even some other things this evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have not been able to find Amaro Nonino to buy. I haven't looked in a while, but when I was in the Amaro market, I didn't see any Amaro Nonino. So all I had was the Montenegro. Dang.
They got an Amaro market.
You have an Amaro market?
You got a whole Amaro market?
Are you okay?
Oh, no.
It doesn't sound like Sean tried very hard to find it. I think he looked and he was like, I'll look again Amaro.
Nice.
I was trying to work in an Amaro joke about the future. What's Amaro with you?
No. No. Bad, Aaron. So, but anyway, when I've made them at home, it's always been with the Montenegro. And it's so good. It's still delicious. I also have Amaro Lucano, and I had never made one with Amaro Lucano. And I did that just now, and I didn't like it at first. My first few sips, it was right after I had a regular paper plane. And I was kind of like, oh, this isn't as good. I'm never doing this again. But as it's kind of come down to room temp, and I think my taste buds adjusted, it's really good.
With the Lucano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely darker. You can tell it's not your grandfather's paper plane, but it comes out dark from the Amaro Lucano. It does, but it really settles in nicely. I'm enjoying it now. Whereas before, when I first started, I said, never doing this again. Now I think I definitely will.
What's the difference in like the flavor profile?
So I wondered that myself. So I tried the Montenegro and the Lucano back to back. The Lucano is definitely more herbally than the Montenegro. I think the Montenegro maybe lends a little sweeter. And that might be why it goes a little more balanced with the paper plane, because it's kind of balancing out that whiskey and the sour. And this is your, you know, going with the Aperol, and now we got some herbally sweet. So the Lucano is less sweet.
Gotcha.
I feel like it's closer to Chenard than it is Montenegro.
Okay.
I gotcha. Yeah. I brought some Chenard. I might try one of those for one later on this evening. But
I gotta tell you, I think it might be good based off of how I'm settling into this Lucano one. I definitely think it might be good.
Well, an easy addition to this is an egg white, and it really makes it super, super smooth and creamy and gives it a nice float on top. I really like it with an egg white when I haven't had Brenner and three eggs for dinner. Prior to the paper plane, apparently Amaro Nonino was not as heard of. It wasn't a super popular spirit. And Sam Rawls pretty much put Amaro Nonino into bars when he launched this. And people were like, we need to make this. And it shot off the shelves. And it's been a staple since then. And this is like one of the primary ways people get introduced to Amaro Nonino is through the paper plane.
I got to admit, it kind of introduced me to Amaro in general.
Yes, facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what I was going to say about egg whites, Cade, if any of our listeners are kind of concerned, what, I just put a raw egg white into my booze? That seems like, am I going to get sick?
Yeah, you might.
Well,
depends on how you take care of your eggs, my man.
Yeah, I'm not claiming your eggs are safe. You could get sick and you could die. You could get sick and die from that egg white.
Well, the point I was going to make was actually, I think that another reason to do the dry shake is the alcohol content and the acidity from the lemon kind of quote unquote cooks the egg white.
Ceviche.
I don't know about that. You could eat.
I've read
that.
I don't know if that's true. I've read that though.
Listen,
and that's one reason why it's fine to drink
egg. Now we got to keep this part in, guys. We're not doctors. Don't eat egg whites. We do not recommend it.
We're not responsible for consuming raw or undercooked foods.
I'll tell you this right now, though. I had one tonight, and it was phenomenal. Definitely try it.
They're great. We don't accept responsibility for that.
Try it at a bar where you can sue them and not the high dads.
Sean, we don't get enough ad revenue to afford lawyers, okay? We don't have legal here.
Exactly, we'd lose.
Don't put me in that legal quagmire.
Quagmire.
Giggity.
Anyway, that's the drink. It's called the paper plane. It's light, it's refreshing, it's delicious, it's good for summertime.
Is it light?
It's comfort.
I think it's light. It's light to drink. Like you don't. It's a lot of alcohol. It's heavy alcohol content.
It's an aperitif, right? Too. It's like a before dinner drink. You don't want to be fooled.
It's got bourbon, so I'm not sure. It's got Aperol, bourbon. Yeah, because drinks are typically digestif. It's got everything, man. It's got egg white.
Drinks are before dinner.
It's a aperitif, digestif, and a meal all in one if you add the egg whites.
I would drink this as a meal with an egg white.
I'm saying, so that's not light to me, right? Like you're saying that's like it's heavy. You could eat it for a meal.
That's true. It goes down very light and very
easy. Oh, it's easy to drink.
The feel of the alcohol content is such that you think you're drinking something like a gin and tonic. Oh, this isn't very alcoholic. It's not pungent.
It's like juice.
Juice is and then really three out of the 4 ounces are alcohol. So it'll hit you.
What kind of bourbon are you guys using?
Well, I used Bullet tonight.
Ooh, yeah. I almost used Bullet. What'd you use, Aaron?
Michter's.
Nice. I really like Michter's. I'm using Angel's Envy for this first one. I think we're going to have Basil Hayden for the next one.
Oh, fancy.
I got one little shot at Angel's Envy left. Was it good?
It was really good. The whatever they put it in, port bottle.
Yeah, port.
Port wine barrels that they put it in. It's a good flavor for it, I think.
Okay. I'm going to do that then.
I'm going to take this perfectly well balanced drink, and I'm going to make one variation, and that is I'm going to switch out the lemon juice and I'm going to use freshly squeezed grapefruit juice.
Oh, changing up the citrus. Why don't you?
I think that means you get to name this drink, because that's like, it's completely different if you're changing the citrus, I think.
I looked it up, and there was no reference to any other variation called that, except there was one website that I think just got it wrong, and some lady had it in some food blog with grapefruit juice instead of lemon juice, and I think it was more just a publishing error more than anything, but...
What are you calling it?
A grapefruit paper plane.
Grapefruit plane!
That's lame, buddy. You could do better. You could do better.
Graper plane. Sean nailed it.
Graper plane.
Having a graper plane.
Guess that does go.
Yeah, so I'm going to mix this up. And do you guys want to take a short little break? We'll come back.
Yeah,
let's do that.
See you guys in a minute. And we're back.
All right.
How do you like that drink with the grapefruit in it there, Cade?
I freaking love it. So it's not as bright of a color, and this is going to sound weird. Well, maybe it doesn't sound weird. I don't know. It's not as sweet as when it's made with lemon. And I've had these back to back. This is a true comparison. Lemon juice is sweeter than grape juice.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't
grapefruit juice
like notoriously aggressively bitter?
Did I say grape juice?
You said grape juice.
Grapefruit
juice.
Yeah. But I don't eat or drink a lot of grapefruit juice because I'm concerned about kidney stones.
Whoa, does grapefruit juice give you kidney stones?
Yes, they've done studies. That's why I avoid them.
Because I've had a kidney stones before.
Yeah, I do not touch grapefruit juice because they've done a study and it directly linked grapefruit juice and grapefruit consumption to kidney stones. That's a fact.
But okay, what was the thresholds? Like, how much did you need to eat to do that, for that to happen? Like one a day?
Sure. I bet that would count as some amount of grapefruit juice.
Oh man, I hope you're making this up. Now I'm less
three per week.
Yeah, sure.
You don't even know the thresholds? You didn't read this study. No way. No way you read the study.
Yeah, no. What if the title was just like, this is their hypothesis, but then if you actually read the study,
to detail,
you'd get to the
conclusion. Tell me that you read this study. You don't even
look, know grapefruit aren't high enough on my list of desired fruits to be like, that's something I want to enjoy despite any consequences. There's a risk of kidney stones, and if you've never seen someone suffering from a kidney stone, which I have
someone suffering from a kidney stone.
Then you know, if it's like there is a possible link or a found link with grapefruit and kidney stones, it's like, well, that's an easy thing to cut out.
Yeah, just that's why I'm mad at you, is what I'm trying to say, but you don't even know the thresholds.
How about thanks, Cade, for saving me from passing a rock through my urethra?
Oh, it's not that part that hurts, man. It's the part between your kidney and your bladder. You've never had a kidney stones.
I have not. Knock on wood.
I haven't either. I really, it's something that I never want. I don't want to join that club.
It can come out, apparently, like, depending on the size, obviously. I'm sure there's certain ones that'll rip your, you know, urethra apart. But, like, minor kidney stones. Why are we talking about this?
Because you're talking about grapefruit, stones, buddy. This you might not even feel it. Stuff.
You might not even feel it come out your wee-wee, you know? It might just come on out and just, oh, look what there was that. That was, hey, just Aaron, gone now.
You went
but to... when it's going between your bladder and your kidney, it feels like there's a baby with a knife in your back, baby weight, holding on to the knife, just like I'm gonna just hang on to this knife. I'm not going to pull it out. I'm just going to hang on to it and be stabbing you in the back and pulling it down with the weight of a baby.
That's very specific. You went to Disney recently, right?
Oh yeah. I didn't have a kidney stone there though.
Did you know there's a roller coaster at Disney that can help you pass kidney stones?
Oh. Is that Space Mountain?
That's a thing.
No, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh nice. We rode that.
Yeah, so it can help pass kidney stones or actually dislodge them.
I actually have read that before. That's a neat thing.
The guy who was studying it actually built a model of a kidney stone, like a large model of it, and took it on the ride and saw how the kidney got pushed around and moved around to dislodge a kidney stone from a kidney.
Cool. You know what one I liked was the new one that's the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs one. That one was pretty cool.
Is that the one you sent us a photo of?
I don't know. I sent you guys a lot of pictures, probably.
I heard the new Guardians of the Galaxy ride's pretty awesome.
That one was bonkers. We got to ride it twice in a row, me and my wife did.
My wife. It's
so much fun.
That never gets old. To me.
It really is. That is a really good one. They keep it secret, too. Like, they're like, listen, if we catch you with phones in here recording, we're throwing them out the window.
Right, what?
Phones, yeah. Oh, man, I did some cocktails at Disney.
You know, drinking around Epcot, drinking around the world.
That's expensive, but it's the only way to do Epcot for sure.
So, yeah, you what is it? Tell me, what is drinking at Epcot, drinking around the world?
You just drink around the world. So, all right. So, Cade, you just might not know. Do you know? You just don't know anything about Disney, right?
I haven't been to Disney in over 24 years.
So, the back part of the Epcot park is.
Wait a minute. We went together in college, actually.
No, we went to Universal.
Universal, buddy.
No, I went to Disney, the happiest place on earth.
I didn't go with you. All I did was Universal.
I think this Wii thing, you should just cut that nonsense out.
I went to Disney in 2007, six or seven, I believe, to the Magic Kingdom, the happiest place
that on earth. I think we went to like Cocoa Beach that day.
I got you. So it's been.
We went to Universal. You weren't at Universal with us.
I wasn't at Universal.
That's right.
That's what happened. That's what we did.
Because when you said the happiest place on earth, that's what
I have been to Disney in over 15 years.
Wow. Yeah. So, and when you went, I bet you only went to Magic Kingdom, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, Epcot is a different park. And in the back part of Epcot, you're kind of walking around this big lake fountain thing. And... Yeah. Offshooting in like flower petal format are little tiny sections, and each section is a country. So like Norway, France, Morocco, Canada,
I know Great Britain. Are.
No, those are the actual ones that go around Epcot.
I recognize those.
And so each one also like has a usually has a bar or something you can get beer. So the frozen sections, like Norway, it used to be Norway before they turned it into frozen. I went there and I got this vanilla porter from Norway. It was awesome. It was so good.
Is it all beer or is it cocktails?
No, there's cocktails. There's wine if you're in Italy or France.
You want to know the truth of it? You want to know the absolute truth of it that I found out? Is that it's really just everywhere at Disney World serves booze. Single where. But at Epcot, you can go around the circle of the world, you know, and go to do the different countries, and they theme the alcohol after where you're at, kind of.
Epcot aggressively makes it acceptable.
Well, kind of, but now,
to get drunk.
So at Disney World now, I felt like this was a difference from when I went before. Was that they kind of do that everywhere. Like the food and the drinks now, it's like you go to Star Wars and you're getting like Star Wars food. That's all they have. They don't have anything but like, you know, Jawa meat, you know, or whatever they call it.
What?
But yeah, like everywhere.
You know they're not really cooking up Jawas,
well,
right?
Well, no, I know, but I'm just saying it's like themed after it, like it is at Epcot.
I'm so
it's
worried.
Like that. Everywhere and they all have booze, so it's kind of like just drinking around Disney now.
Anyway, there are people that are Disney fanatics and can tell you like the history of every ride and all this. So I'm not one of those people. I know it used to be a country and they turned it into Frozen. Could be Norway, Sweden, Finland. It is still the country, but it's the fake Frozen country, right?
Arendelle,
whatever they call it. Arendelle. Yeah,
I've never seen Frozen.
Oh, you got boys. That's right.
Yeah, he's got all boys.
I didn't watch it when it came out. I actually have the Blu-ray, but I didn't watch it because I was like, I'm gonna have a kid soon.
Hey, I mean,
and I'm gonna have to watch.
You have a Blu-ray of Frozen.
Yeah. You own a Blu-ray of Frozen,
and you subscribe to Disney Plus, also. Yes,
but Disney Plus was not a thing.
But you own the Frozen Blu-ray for some reason.
Yes, because I just said Disney Plus wasn't a thing.
But you bought it and never watched it?
It was a thing since accurate. You've had kids.
People have watched it. I'm dude, so Frozen came out a too, long Aaron. Time ago.
But you didn't have kids a long time ago.
It doesn't mean I didn't like Disney movies. When I bought it, I assumed I would watch it.
You liked it, but you bought it and didn't watch children, it?
Bought the Frozen Blu-ray. What did you tell him at Target when you went in
Aaron, there? I'm with you. Let's drill down on this. What is this the f*** you're doing?
I just bought it for Christmas from my wife.
Did she watch it?
She watched it. I just haven't seen it. I don't know what's so hard to understand here.
What? I cannot let it go.
I love it. This dude is buying Disney Blu-ray, never watching them.
Well, you know, at the time, so I think what it was is at the time Disney was only released Blu-rays for like a month at a time, and then you don't know when you can get it again.
Oh, he's buying the hype.
Frozen was like a big movie. It just came out. I needed to get my wife a Christmas present. And so I think I got it on Black Friday even. I can go check my Best Buy history.
That's fine.
Yeah, so I got it for her. I've got the Frozen Blu-ray. And then, you know, obviously Disney Plus came out, but I haven't had any reason to watch Frozen. So never seen it.
Interesting.
So have you seen Frozen 2?
I haven't seen Frozen 2 also.
Man, I gotta tell you, I saw Frozen 2 in the movie theaters with my children and my sister and my sister's children. And they have one of those big movie theaters with the recliner seats. So that was pretty cool. We saw it there.
I love Frozen and Frozen 2. I think they're great movies. And I love that they're like sisters and I have daughters. So it's they're awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. So guys, I finished this paper plane.
That was fast.
And it is. It goes down so easy. It's light in that way, in that it's easily drink.
The Paloma paper plane.
Exactly.
The paper Paloma.
Sure. So, my opinion, this may be an unpopular opinion. I like it better with grapefruit juice.
Wow. Get the hell out of town.
Grapefruit juice saying. And bourbon is what you're telling me.
I like it better with the grapefruit juice than lemon juice. Having them back to back, I like the grapefruit better.
Try some salt in there next time.
You're just describing a margarita.
That's gin, baby.
Try some. Just put like a pinch of like thick, like you know, like kosher salt. Just tell me how that tastes.
I will. The
salt and grapefruit. Right,
yeah.
But the bourbon,
I really like.
You're in uncharted territory.
I like the grapefruit better. I want to try it with all sorts of the different citrus, with lime juice, orange juice. I think would be too cloyingly sweet. What's the other drink, Sean? With lime juice and mezcal, Naked and Famous.
Oh, the Naked and Famous.
Yeah,
I might make one of those tonight, but I don't think I'm gonna.
And this guy, he was. I read a little bit about him as well. Sorry, I forgot your name. But he was kind of messing around with some different things when the paper plane came out. And it was kind of a little bit of an inspiration to him to be like, now I know how to make my next drink equal parts. And he used yellow chartreuse. What else? Mezcal. Lime juice.
Aperol and lime juice.
Yeah. And I think it was the Aperol that he was like, it's the Aperol.
That's the missing link.
That's what he needed to make the Naked and Famous. And make it what it is.
So I have green chartreuse. I don't have any yellow. I asked somebody on Instagram that we follow. I'm not sure if they follow us back. I can't remember if it was a big Instagrammer or not. But anyway, they made a Naked and Famous on their Instagram. And I said, hey, bud, I don't have yellow chartreuse. Can I do it? Can I sub with green? Or is there a modifier to make it okay with green? They were like, yeah, dude, do half simple syrup, half green chartreuse. And while it still won't be the same, maybe you'll get a little closer.
Interesting. So
that's how I will make one soon. I don't think I'm going to do it tonight. I don't feel like squeezing lime juice right now.
Yeah,
but sounds like when I do make one, that's how I'm going to do it. Because I don't have yellow.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I love mezcal.
Agave.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. I think, you know, I think our next one, maybe we should do a tequila.
Oh, tequila. I'm in. Yeah, while it's summer, cocktail. Let's do that.
You can do the Paloma even.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's got a good riff on the Paloma ready.
Let's do a tequila themed episode where we do all tequila drinks. We
could. I'd like that. Ranch I'm water. Not a fan of
hit
tequila. Marg.
Hit Paloma. Hit what did I just say? The other thing was.
I think that's Naked and Famous.
Naked and Famous.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of making a Paloma with tequila because I really like them with gin instead. So it'll be neat to try it with tequila.
Oh my god. Everybody thinks you're stupid.
No, it just pisses Sean off so bad.
Do you really think that it does?
No, we all know a Paloma has tequila in it, but I still think that they're so much better with the gin. And I was in Atlanta last weekend, and I was at this great bar, and they had a Ford's Gin Paloma, and I sent it to Sean, a picture of the drink and the menu. And I love that it existed because it's so much better with gin than with tequila. But I think a tequila episode's in the works. I think that sounds
great. I just like your commitment to the joke that before you went out of town, you created this whole fake cocktail menu and made sure to put a gin-based Paloma on it. You got it all laminated. You took it with you in your luggage. You packed it up, made sure it didn't get bent, brought it to the bar, and then took it out and took a picture. And was like, oh my god, guys.
That sounds more likely than finding a gin Paloma at a bar and someone else recognizing that gin Paloma is superior to tequila Paloma. But I'm willing to try a tequila
Paloma. You're telling me a gin Paloma is superior to a Paloma?
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
Until you prove me wrong, I'm willing to be proved wrong if you can make one better.
Didn't we prove you wrong in Biloxi? We gave you those delicious Palomers.
Seriously.
They were all right. I could still taste the tequila, and I didn't love it. But the gin Paloma, I absolutely loved.
You son of a gun.
It was so good.
I don't understand you,
sir. How about we take a little break, and we'll come back and make one more riff.
I'm going to make you drink so many Palomas that you get kidney stones.
I can't wait.
Kidney Stallone.
I can't wait.
Sylvester Stallomas.
We'll be back in a moment. And we're back.
Hey, man. Has your wife had any cool cocktails lately?
Hey, that sounds like a cool segment. What's it called?
Do drinks for our wedding.
Yeah, so when I was making these earlier this week, I've been making some paper planes just to get ready for this episode. And again, I've been experimenting with a grapefruit. I really like the grapefruit more than the lemon. And I made a grapefruit paper plane, a graper plane. And
thank you.
I served it up and I let my wife taste it. And here was her response.
I kind of like the grapefruit, but not much else.
Yeah. So
she did not like that.
Nope.
She liked the grapefruit.
She's like, I like one quarter of what you did here.
Yeah. Yep. She liked the grapefruit. I don't think she cared for the Aperol, the Amaro,
optimist.
Or the bourbon. Yeah. She found the silver lining.
Yeah, so. I don't think my wife likes anything I make with Aperol or Campari.
Or bourbon or gin.
No, she loves gin.
Does she?
Yeah, she loves gin. Again, you know what? I made her a gin Aperol sour once and she liked that. So
prove
you know,
it.
Does like it.
We're gonna need that audio.
She didn't like your blueberries and your mojito. That's,
she did not like the blueberries in the mojito at all.
Callback.
Mm-hmm. Not
three
at
out
all.
Of four wives agree.
Blueberries not for me.
Oh man.
So well, interesting. So she did not like, she just doesn't like a paper plane.
Yeah, I don't think so. And we've tried before with the paper plane. It's not her drink of choice.
I don't have the audio of it, but my wife does not like these either. So
yeah, my wife tried mine and She said it was all right, but you could tell it would be a waste if I made her one.
So last summer when we, you know, late to the party, started enjoying paper planes, mm-hmm. was the first time I had to start taking omeprazole. Again, this is a dad's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Getting in your late 30s and
this old guy over here
starting to take heartburn medication on the regular. And yeah, that was when I finally discovered that I had heartburn issues.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I have to take heartburn medicine for like 3 days after every time we do a podcast.
Oh my God. You should probably take it regularly as well, Sean. Yep.
No, man, I don't want to get a tolerance. I only want to take it when I have heartburn.
Well, so I
never take heartburn medicine. Oh God, you guys are making me fear.
I went to my
years older.
We're only 1 year older than you. Get over it.
That's true. I went to my ENT.
Whatever, heartburn guys.
Okay, you've had stones in your kidneys and urethra. We haven't had that. We haven't had
18,
that.
Though, that
I take wood. Heartburn over that.
Knock on wood. So I went to my ENT last year, and I was like, I have a lump in my throat, and I'm always clearing my throat, and I feel like, you know, it's just something's going on. You should look down my throat. He was like, it sounds like heartburn, and I was like, nah, I think I know. This is kind of a. It feels like something else. And,
that's right. He thought he was dying. You remember that, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thought he was dying.
Yeah.
I think that was just the when he needed to poop.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. No, that was worse.
Different time.
This is different.
Times. Different end this of the body. Different. And so he said, he pulls out a handout, and it has a list of all my symptoms. You know, I felt like I had something in my throat. I was, like, clearing my throat after meals. And had some burning, and he said that's pretty consistent with, you know, regular heartburn. And I was like, yeah, you got a point there. But he said I could stick a tube down your nose and take a look at your esophagus just to make sure. And I said, buddy, I'm here for it. We already made the appointment. Let's do this. So he did, and he was like, yeah, you've got some regurgitation on your esophagus. It's really consistent with heartburn. Everything else looks nominal. It looks great. He said, tell me about your diet. And so I was like, I eat eggs and tomatoes for breakfast every morning. I was eating Indian food for lunch every day.
And then he was had to go to a doctor to tell you this?
Shut up. Yeah. So then he was like, do you drink alcohol? I said, I have a cocktail with dinner most nights. Some nights, you know, no, or just a beer or water. And he said, so what kind of cocktails? I said, you know, cocktails with lemon, lime, grapefruit, other citruses. And he was like, yeah. So you're talking tomatoes for breakfast, Indian food for lunch, and then lemon, lime, citrus cocktails with dinner. Yeah, you got heartburn and you should take omeprazole.
Okay, we didn't make enough fun of you before because you didn't tell us about the Indian food lunches.
I did. Sure. I was doing a curry for lunch. No rice, just the curry every day. The little microwave pouches, they're
brother,
so convenient.
You wasted this doctor's time, sir.
I know.
And then you made that doctor do a scope. He's like, sir, I have people with problems in the waiting room.
He was like, guy, I can make this painful procedure on you if you want to, but like you got heartburn for sure.
They numb your nose up and they look down your nose into your throat.
Go inside me, doc. Go in. Go in.
Hey, I was already there. I'm not going to waste a visit and think what might have been. So...
What did they numb it up with, like Novocaine or something?
Yeah, so they used to have you like you aerosoled it, but due to COVID, you can't like aerosol because they don't want you blowing stuff around. So they just stuff tissue soaked in lidocaine or Novocaine up your nose and way up your nose.
Interesting. And
but what's the difference? Like, I don't like. I guess
you're still breathing.
Yeah. It's still in your nose,
but I guess
though,
the aerosols are made to disperse through the air.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not that kind of doctor. But yeah. So instead of like just spritzing,
not a doctor.
Just spritzing Novocaine up your nose, they just stuff tissue soaked in Novocaine or lidocaine up your nose to really numb it up, and then they stick a camera and they look down there and they're like, "Hey, you've got heartburn."
Hmm.
But it rules out idiot. Other stuff. Yeah, I felt really dumb, but I take omeprazole now, and I can have a lime and lemon or a grapefruit cocktail every now and then.
Yeah, just gotta limit yourself. Take it easy.
Hey, getting older is a pain. You can't just do things like you used to.
Gosh, it's terrible.
You're not 18 forever.
Balance is the key to life.
Yeah. Look, if you're 21 to 23 listening to our podcast right now, man, cherish it. Live it up.
You're living the dream, boys.
Be careful.
This is as good as it gets. It's all downhill from
That's
here.
Not true.
It's all downhill from there.
Physically, you have to take more care of your physical health and your body.
There are different things that are awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
but
different
the
things.
The awesome,
are awesome
stuff, say goodbye to it. Sure. Like, have fun.
But yeah, the dad bod is real and takes more care as you get older. Hi, dads.
Do you want to play Rocket after this?
Ooh, let's do
that. I could play Rocket. Dude, I'm really happy we did this pod because I've been looking forward to it. And this is really one of my favorite cocktails.
Yeah, it's up there.
I've had a riff at a restaurant in New Orleans called Cochon Butcher. And they called it the paper pig because they do a lot of pork products. And I believe they made it with scotch. Didn't they make it with scotch?
You might be right. It definitely was with like Lillet Blanc, right? Or something like that.
Was it with Lillet? No, I mean, there was still Aperol. Sharp. I think it was scotch, Aperol, and Amaro.
You guys ready for this? The paper pig, a riff on a paper plane. With monkey shoulder scotch, Aperol, Fernet Branca.
Delicious.
Ooh.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
I couldn't. And lemon served up. So you do the Fernet.
So they had Fernet
and the Aperol
instead of Amaro.
That's right. That's right.
Fernet instead of Amaro.
So that's the
best. Fernet is an Amaro.
It's a standing.
Yeah, I was going to say, Fernet is Fernet Blanco and Amaro.
Yeah,
or is it like a wine? It's not a wine based thing.
No, I had a shot of Fernet this weekend in Atlanta, and it was rough.
What I remember about the Paper Pig is it is a tangier, sharper drink. Like it's much.
Yeah, it was.
Like it's definitely before meal type of a thing. Like
I would try that.
It's good.
I would try very good. Definitely drink it.
For sure. For sure.
You could drink several. That was really good, too, with the scotch, though. But, yeah, go check out our Instagram. It's on there. It's one of our earlier posts.
Yeah, or we can repost it. But if you want to follow us on any sort of podcast app, we're on Anchor. We're also on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and just about any podcast app you can find. If you want to follow us on Instagram,
it's HIII_DADZ Hi Dads.
That's how you can check out our Instagram.
Our next episode, we decided, what are we going to do? We're just going to do tequila. Yeah,
that's gonna be a little bit different. We're just going to do a tequila episode, guys. We're down here in the South. We've given that away before. It's 100 billion degrees.
It's
we are
hot.
In the dead heat. Like, we are in the, we're, if you don't live here, you don't understand it, but we are in the trenches right now.
I know. We almost hit 90 degrees in the mountains here.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about Kane. When we say we're talking about Sean and Aaron for sure.
On the coast.
Yeah, we're in the angry South, and it's angry because heat index-wise, we're hitting over the 110s.
So what we decided is we're just going to have a tequila episode because we just need a summer refreshing drink medley. Like we need a medley of cocktails.
It's going to be a big,
just
big
anything,
episode.
Anything tequila, but I think I would say here it's a misunderstood liquor. So I'm excited to dig into it.
I'm not well versed like rum. I'm not well versed in tequila, so I'm excited to learn more about it and drinks that can be. I heard you can make a Paloma with tequila.
If you love grapefruit, you'll love
Dirty Dog. Cade, I think what we'll do over the next like couple of weeks is we're gonna recommend you 1 to 2 tequilas.
Oh, that's true. We should give them tequila bouquets.
Yeah, so that you don't just go buy Jose Cuervo or something.
Oh, yeah, so I have 1 tequila in my collection, and then I've been recommended the George Clooney tequila, whatever that
is. I've got some Casamigos. I would say it's a very easy tequila, but I wouldn't necessarily say it's one of your more nuanced ones.
So you also talk a little bit about mezcal, and a lot of times
we're Yeah, we can get into tequila. That a little bit. We'll get
so
into
maybe that, I'll pick up a bottle of that as well.
Sounds good.
All right. So we're going to discuss tequila. We're going to go into the history. We're going to make some drinks with it. It's going to be a bigger episode. I got a feeling it's going to probably be a longer episode. And again, I really like this episode. I like the paper plane. It's meant to be a simple.
You just gave me a great idea, Cade. You said it's meant to be. I bet some mint in there would make it even more, maybe not even more, but give it a bigger summer refreshing vibe.
So, Sean, being that I was on history this week, I actually read about every riff on the paper plane, and there's one called the Amen Corner, where mint is substituted for the lemon.
Oh, see, I wouldn't sub it.
That's what it is, though. They sub mint in for the lemon, and it's called the Amen Corner.
Did they do a mint simple syrup? How'd they sub it?
I didn't read that deep, but it has been done, and it's called the Amen Corner, and it's a riff on the paper plane with mint. Hmm. But so from what I read and what I really appreciate Sam Ross. He does seem like a visionary of the cocktail world. He seems like the Harry McElhorn of our era. And he is.
I don't think he likes the spotlight.
Maybe so, but it's a simple drink, no garnish, equal parts cocktail, summertime.
Quite nice.
It's perfect. And I think we did it justice with explaining what it is and just doing a simple, short, little
definitely drink podcast a bunch about of it.
Yeah, delicious.
Cheers,
you guys. Was this our first like modern cocktail that we did?
Definitely not. We did a couple others, right?
I think it's probably the most modern. Again,
that's true.
Paper plane is 2008.
Pretty Obama-y.
I mean that's in.
I love that.
That's in the new like the. In the cocktail president. Revolution, you know, time frame, I would say.
Biden.
What an awkward ending, yep. Aaron. Not yet. Yeah. So, 2008,
we should go play Rocket, though.
Fairly recent.
Play Rocket.
I really enjoyed this.
I love you, Cade, and I love you, Aaron. I love you guys. I love y'all. Y'all are beautiful. Guys. Y'all are great human beings.
Bye, dads.
Bye, dads.
Oh, I love you.